This is Wine Friends with Roy Paris.
Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. My name is Roy Peretz, and today in the studio we've got with us Eitan Nadler, our expert in antiques, memorabilia, and coins. We also have with us Peter Feldman, our personal blogger and South Africa's best movie critic. And yesterday we had some nice movies, I must say. You said you got nothing, but then we had quite a few of them.
A lot about the subject of movies. Everybody loves movies, I think.
I think so. Yeah, I mean, depends which movies, but yeah, everybody.
But there's such a range of movies today, and the classic movies is, you know, movies is a central point. People have discussions about it, movies they've seen, movies they want to see, and it's a reality. It's a reflection of our life. It's a
and
mirror
it takes
of who
you, it's
we
a,
are.
Like a couple of hour cruise into that. Tunnel of time or a relaxation. It doesn't matter if it's a horror movie, if it's a crazy movie, if it's a.
If a comedy, if it's something like Schindler's List, which makes you think.
Yeah.
Or something like The Exception, which opens on Friday. We discussed it last
night. Yes.
Which also makes you think.
Yeah.
Although I think it was fictionalized.
It doesn't matter what it is, but it takes you, it zones you out for 2 hours or 1.5 hours. And it, together with popcorn, it's excellent.
Roy, I think we all need an escape, you know, the reality around us. That's why you don't want to see films that are so close to reality.
100%.
Which is really, so you want to have a diversion. You want to see something that's funny, that'll take you out of, you know, into a new zone that you can relax and enjoy it and laugh and come out saying, wow, wasn't that great?
It's so nice to have really something like, to zone out somewhere, and instead of going to vacation, just see somebody else's vacation. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I wish it would be the same with marriage. I mean, just look at somebody else's marriage.
Mm.
You know, thank God my wife is not listening to 9 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully she doesn't look to the podcast, so it's right.
But David Abramson had a few interesting things to say earlier on.
Did he?
On Kathy's show.
Yeah.
About falling out of love, about how do you keep a marriage going.
No, I know how to keep it going. Well, at least my wife knows. After 32 years, you can't say we don't know how to get
I've
it going.
I've just celebrated 41 years of marriage in August.
There's a truck full of medals. One of them.
I'm waiting for it. No one has delivered anything.
We also have with us here Moshe Staugard. How are you doing, Moshe?
I'm all right.
Are you all right? 100%. If he's all right, he's all right. If he's all right, he's all right. You know, sometimes you sound like, to be honest with you, you sound like Jackie Mason. But, Jackie Mason.
I love your sense of humor. There's definitely.
There's nothing like Jackie Mason. I think he's one of the best, one of the most.
Wasn't he at Sun City some years ago, Jackie Mason?
Yes,
did you see him, Roy?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
He was so funny, and he was so spot on with his analysis of the Jews.
Not just the Jews.
No, but I found that particularly
and you know
interesting.
What, Peter, the only beautiful thing about Jackie Mason is he could tell you 2 hours jokes. Never said the F word.
I know.
Never.
Clean. But that's
You know
trouble.
What? You can say
this
the same thing about
today. If you say the F, if you don't say the F word, you're not a
but
comedian.
But that's the trouble with today's comedians, Roy. I don't know if you've seen too many.
No, I've seen too many.
But
you
they lower the tone. They put it in the toilet. No, I don't like that.
To be honest with you, I don't know. You know, you got that type of comedy and you got that type of comedy. Comedy. As long as you know it's a comedy, and you stop. Thinking about race or religion or
creed,
politics or whatever.
And,
you know, if people say the F word, let them say the F word.
No, because it must be a punchline. And if it's clean, if the punchline comes in, you don't need the F word, and you don't have to be vulgar. You know what I mean? See, you know what I mean? You know, it's...
Let me tell you something about it. Let me tell you something. Bill Cosby would never say the F word.
That's right.
What does it say about him?
Beautiful.
Am I right? Yeah, beautiful.
Fantastic.
I mean, yeah, but he didn't say the F word, but then later went and allegedly raped girls. I don't know.
But this is his personal life.
Yeah.
It didn't happen on the show.
It
I used to watch the Cosby show.
Yes.
Amazing.
It was fantastic.
Yes.
Amazing.
But that's what's interesting about life. He had different values. On his show, the All-American, the clean All-American family.
Yes.
And that's why people related to him. It was at a time when black African-Americans were coming into their own at the stage there.
Sure, yeah.
And he was like the benchmark of comedy shows. And then
Bill
it only revealed
amazing.
Later what was happening to him in real life.
Yeah, behind the scenes, yes.
Yeah. You know, I want to just say a few words about last night. I mean, we had... you know what I'm going to do? Let's go a little bit to our sponsors, and then we'll come back to this show. So, here goes up.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Paris.
Well, thank you for staying with us through those adverts. Yeah, I couldn't find
commercial.
I'll tell you why, because I wanted to put this song. I just don't want people to forget where we're coming from, because you know, yesterday I was reading, I was talking about the massacre at Munich, and it really, you know, it affects you when you prepare material for the show, and you know, people just listen to it, but you know, when you prepare it and you read all the material, and it takes you back to where it was. SMS line, I think it doesn't work, so guys, you can call us on 010-140-3020. Our WhatsApp line, I'm sure it will appear later, 062-148-2374. You can also SMS us at 34519. This is Yerushalayim Shel Zahav with Shuli Natan. I just want to say that part of the song was written after the Six-Day War, when they returned to the...
Right. Was written before and then after the war.
They written this block.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
particular block was written after the war.
Yeah, additional about yeah. Jericho and everything.
Yeah. About the way of Jericho. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just for you to know.
It's a song that touches the soul, Roy. I mean, just listen to the word. Listen to that voice.
Yeah, surely not.
Listen to the range.
Amazing.
And especially when you understand the words, you know.
That's right.
It's very emotional. It's yeah. very, you know, it's supposed to be the song of the songs, you know.
Yeah.
You're connected.
I think that's amazing, yeah. So I just want to talk about a little bit on what we touched yesterday, and then we're going to go for happy things, because I don't want to carry on doing that, because people think but I've got this thing stuck in my heart, I have to say.
We're going
to
shift the mood.
Yeah, we're going to shift the mood just now. Shift the mood. Yeah, yeah. I just really want to say about last night. It was quite emotional for me, because, you know, when you remember, and I remember as a young kid about that people just died, and it was quite a difficult for my opinion, it was quite a difficult time. Yeah,
I was in Munich on a trip, my first trip overseas in 1972. It was in 72 and it all happened 71.
Yeah.
And I was in Munich, and I just didn't feel comfortable. I don't know why, but I just didn't feel comfortable in the city. And they were getting ready. They were preparing. They were selling T-shirts.
What year was it?
71.
71, yeah. For the Summer Olympic in 72, yeah.
Yes, right. That was when everything happened in 72.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah?
It was crazy, but I had this uncomfortable feeling. I don't know why, but it's probably a hangback from what had happened.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? Do you know that each and every terrorist that was caught on this that participated, each and every one that participated, from the one who planned to the one who actually executed that massacre, was executed later, you know,
they were killed. Last one was in Lebanon.
The last one was in Lebanon. Yes.
The special forces did a special operation. They went into Lebanon.
It's a car, no?
After all the people that was behind, it's happened, if I remember right, 4 months or something after the attack, and they made sure that everyone that had the end to do with this
was annihilated.
Anyway, our studios, our SMSs are back. So 34519, it costs you $1.50, or 062-148-2374. That's our WhatsApp lines are back. So please, someone send us an SMS. Says Ofra Chaza version is better. Check it out. I will check it out. This thing is something that, you know, I remember since I was a baby.
We were 10 years old when it happened.
Yeah.
So it's in our.
Yeah.
Surely Natan, we were
amazing,
five.
Yeah.
We were five, the song.
Yeah. So the Munich Massacre was an attack during 1972 Summer Olympics in Munich, West Germany, to whoever didn't listen yesterday, last night, at which 11 Israeli Olympic team members were taken hostage and eventually murdered, along with a German police officer by the Arabic terrorist group Black September. 45 years ago in Munich, an Olympiad, intended to be exciting as every Olympic,
that's right,
you know, ended in tragedy when members of the Israeli Olympic team were kidnapped, held hostage, and then killed. It was without a doubt the most terrible moment in modern Olympic history. The names of the 11 athletes and coaches murdered in Munich, should never be forgotten. I'm just going to read. I'm not going to say too much. Okay, we're going to explain like yesterday. But
last night you get details.
Details. So no more details. I'm just going to say it again, and maybe next year again. So David Berger was 28. Zev Friedman was 28. Yosef Gutfreund was 40. Eliezer Halfin was 24. Yosef Romano was 32. Amitzur Shapira was 40. Kehat Sor was 53. Mark Selvin was 18. Andre Spitzer was 27. Yaakov Springer was 51. Moshe Weinberg was 32. As we remember those 11 men, the most important thing we can say in memory of theirs, may it never happen again.
Never again.
Never again. That's why I'm saying to the people that think that the state of Israel is just there, it's the only place we have. And if you leave other people to make our future. Yeah. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit fun stuff. Before that, if we're going to talk some fun stuff, I want to just put something that I'm sure everybody remembers. And do you remember Gilbert O'Sullivan?
Yes, oh, of yeah. course.
You remember O'Sullivan? All right. Yeah. So let me give you a surprise, and especially to those ladies, they didn't wake up yet. You know the ladies that didn't wake up yet.
Women.
The ladies.
Why do you call them ladies?
Because they're ladies. For me, ladies are ladies. The ladies didn't wake up yet. They slept too late. So still under the covers. Just pick up a little bit of those. I don't know. Just turn the radio a little bit up. This is Gilbert O'Sullivan in his best. I don't know if you remember that, but that's just listen to the words. This is an amazing, amazing song. We'll come back to you after that. Believe it or not, this is Gilbert O'Sullivan. I remember him since I was a youngster. I don't know if you guys like the song. If you like, please let me know. I'll play more of those songs. What do you think about it, Peter?
I think that he was an amazing singer.
Mm-hmm. He was.
I mean, it was the year of it, you know, Leo Sayer and all those.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember Leo Sayer?
Of course,
the
I remember
time of
him.
Giants.
You know, he was recently here in South Africa.
He was. I missed him, unfortunately. I interviewed him so many years ago. Yeah. He played Sun City, and then years later he came back again, and we were reunited, and we did another interview, and he was still the same Leo Sayer. You know,
he's a lovely
guy. What was interesting, Roy, is that success hadn't changed him. So many artists, when they become famous, they become very wealthy. They change as a person. I always remember asking these famous people,
look at Eitan.
Did money change you? Did fame change you? And one said to me, if you were a bastard and a nasty person before, you're going to be worse when you're very, very rich.
Yeah.
So that it's what's inside you. It's in your DNA.
It makes it crazy more. Crazy more. So, I don't know why. Oh, this one, yeah. So what I want to tell you, we got a lovely morning. First of all, you know, this morning I woke up and it was like 22 degrees in the morning.
What?
What's happened? Yes.
Yeah, summer is
here. I don't know,
summer already. It's already spring.
Yeah. What do you think about what happened yesterday? About, do you have one of my friends, actually one of my best friends, and clients, Kenny Kunene, he was on my show and whatever. You heard about him, got
that.
Shot.
Yes.
It was a hit.
So, it looks like it was a hit. I don't know.
He was in a car with the editor, I think, of The Star.
No, it was with a lady, I think, in a car. I spoke to him just after that, and it was a little bit
shaken.
I think the adrenaline took over because he was very calm, and it's impossible to be calm in that. They were shooting at him.
Yes, I know.
Thank God nothing happened to him. He's actually a very, very... Whoever doesn't know him personally, you know, he knows this sushi man or whatever.
But
he's actually a great guy.
Roy, was that a facade he put out? You know, there were so many negative vibes surrounding Kenny.
I don't know. To be honest with you, but the Kenny I know is a great guy. Proper great person. Really, really a nice
guy.
Humble, down to earth. He comes to us a lot. He buys stuff for me. He sells me stuff. He's a really, really genuine gentleman. I don't know. Whatever other people say, I will not...
No, it was just a perception in the media.
Yeah.
Of what he was like, and you know, eating sushi off a naked woman's body or something like that.
He does what we all want to do.
Outrageous parties, Roy.
Yeah, but you know, the media like to take one spot and blow it out of proportion.
Yes, that's what the media do. They've got to sell newspapers.
Exactly.
You know, I worked for the media for many years.
Selling news, it's not selling always the complete truth.
It's a bit
truth.
Of a negative stigma.
If you really want to read false news, as Donald Trump keeps taking, you must read the Sun newspaper in London. I mean,
you don't want to read the Sun here.
No. But the Sun never sets.
No, the Sun is. Let me tell you. Sometimes we used to advertise in the Sun, and by the way, I think it's the biggest or most distributed.
Yeah, it is. The Daily Sun.
We used to advertise. We used to get like 1,000 telephone calls, but without any connection to the head. It was a ridiculous, ridiculous. You know, if you look at the front page, the Tokoloshi, he kills my son. Oh, I can't believe it. I mean, if you read that, that's. Look, I don't like making fun of people's beliefs, but. You know what, in this case, I will. I don't really don't mind.
I'd like to sit at one of their conferences. You know, they have a news conference. Yeah. And see who comes up with the most ridiculous story for a front page. Because when you're driving down the road and you see the headlines, you know.
Listen.
My wife had two heads. They were still trying to find the other one.
Yeah.
It's like dealing with one body and two wives. That's actually not a bad
thing. Let me tell you one thing, Peter. You know, it's a scoop. Everything must be a scoop. Because if you put the headline.
Yeah.
25 million people went to work tomorrow morning. Nobody will buy the paper.
There's no bad news today.
It must be a scoop, otherwise they won't sell it.
You know, I want to talk about something. The most recognized Chinese personality is Confucius.
Confucius says. He's always confused.
Yeah, Confucius says. So China's most famous teacher, philosopher and political theorist. He had ideas and thoughts through the. I mean, the whole. He actually. We all live by what he said, but we don't know he said it.
Was he real? Did he really exist?
I didn't know him personally, but they say it was.
It's a fact of history.
Sorry?
It's a fact of history, because there are written books by him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this one, history calling it facts, of course.
So let me tell you. So first of all, we've got a couple of SMSs. So let's see like this. What do we have here? We've got, pity the world don't associate Mahmoud Abbas with the Munich massacre. After all, he financed it. Gimple the Fool, that's how he signed his name. I think there's quite a bit of correctness in what you say.
They're all connected to each other in the end of the day.
The next one was, when one says never again, he denies Hashem's involvement. One can hope and pray that it's never happened again, but not dictated. Well, let me tell you something. The way I see it, I'll do anything in my power, and I think everybody should do anything in their power. It'll never happen again. Never again. The above words are not mine. Somebody else. Never heard of Gilbert O'Sullivan. But man, I'm happy you introduced. I'm happy you introduced. Where's that? Introduced me. Beautiful to listen and meaningful to hear.
You can Google him. Moshe, you can watch some of his music on YouTube.
Hey Moshe, thank you for those words. You know, you make me happy. Yeah, everything in the newspapers are untrue. Even the date is printed the night before. So let me tell you something. This short story about newspapers. When I was a soldier, I was I came from Sharm el-Sheikh, and I landed in Tel Aviv by the bus station. And I read, you know, you buy a newspaper. I mean, everybody in Israel buys a newspaper. So I bought a newspaper. So he asked him how much is it. He says like 2 lira, and I gave him 2 lira. And I looked at it and said, but it's written 1 lira here. The guy that sells the newspaper said to me, you know what, the newspaper, don't believe nothing. Only the date. Don't believe nothing.
Don't believe anything.
So anyway, for your question about Confucius. Confucius was born, according to the Chinese myth, it was born on 28th September, 550 BC. And died at 479 BC. So anyway, he's a proper, I mean, everybody knows Confucius. And let me just give you a few of his
sayings.
But before we're going to do that, I think we have to read. We've got to read out here. So we've got some bargains coming from Pick and Pay Hyper Nowhere. The following Rosh Hashanah specials for you. Salwan Sigal Honey, 375 grams, now $38.99. It's just cheap. Pick and Pay Whole Frozen Kosher Chicken, now $49.99. That's really cheap. Pick and Pay Fresh Whole Hake, 99 rands per kilogram. Sally Williams Nugget Assorted, 125 to 170 gram, $42.99 each. Pick and Pay Bebka, 400 grams, now $12.99. Special valid till 24th September. Pick and Pay Hyper Norwood wishes all his Jewish customers a happy new year. Then we have coming on the Morning Mayhem next week with Kathy Kehler. Be sure to catch your chance to win a 55-inch LG, pronounced LG, all right, OLED, TV valued at 20,000 rands. This is great. Listen out for the product related question each morning to qualify for the LG OLED TV with the perfect black, perfect color, active HDR with Dolby Vision. It is the ultimate display. No better. Why ask? All compliments of LG. Life's good.
Right, I've got something about a movie which I spoke about last night.
Here you go for it.
Holland 1940. The last German Kaiser has been living in exile for the past 22 years, hidden from the world in the Dutch countryside. When the Nazis invade Holland, they send Captain Brandt, a German officer, to determine if the British Secret Service has infiltrated the home of Kaiser Wilhelm II during the onset of World War II. On arriving at the Dutch residence, Brandt soon discovers that someone close to the Kaiser has been sending radio signals to England. While the Gestapo race to identify and eliminate the secret agents, Brandt strikes up a passionate affair with one of the housemaids, Miki, who radiates with confidence and beauty, but underneath harbors two great secrets. Brandt must make a choice. Does he follow his duty to the Third Reich, or does he help the woman he has fallen in love with? Based on the novel The Kaiser's Last Kiss by Alan Judd, The Exception is a gripping and passionate drama starring Academy Award winner Christopher Plummer, Lily James, Jai Courtney, and Janet McAteer. The Exception releases at selected cinemas this Friday.
Thank you so much, Peter. We're going to go for...
This is Ryan Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. Hopefully you like as well that Spanish background. I like it. So we talked about Confucius before, and I don't know how much you know about Confucius. Some of the stuff he said, we're actually doing day to day, and we don't know he said it. So it doesn't matter how slowly you go, as long as you not stop. That's I think a good one. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. This is 100% right. Am I right? Life is simple.
Yes.
What do you need more than a roof over your head, a little bit of food? We're all happy, but we insist on making it complicated. Only the wisest and stupidest men never change. Make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah?
Yes.
He says, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential, those are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. All right.
That's true.
All right, yeah. Our greatest glory is not never falling, but rising every time we fall. There you go. That's
a good one.
Yeah. That's a good one. Then we have, choose a job you love, and you will never have to work a day in your life. How's that?
Perfect.
Terrific.
That's nice.
When you finish there, could I add two of my own?
You can add it now.
Okay.
So this is... Peter says, not Confucius.
Okay, to steal ideas from one person, it's called plagiarism. But to steal from many is research.
It is. And the second?
And war does not determine who is right, but who is left.
That's good.
All right, yeah. So he says, wherever you go, go with your heart, with all your heart. Everything has a beauty, but not everyone sees it. Yeah, I'm still looking, all right.
He didn't talk about this guy.
Mother-in-laws and stuff, yeah.
No, he's talking about the half-full glass to the half-empty glass.
Yeah, they say everything's got beauty. I'm sure everything's got beauty. It is easy to hate, and it's difficult to love.
Yeah.
This is how the whole scheme of things work. All good things are difficult to achieve, and bad things are very easy to get. Wow, we're talking about a guy that lived 2,500 years ago. I mean, it wasn't like yesterday. So he was quite a...
I think he was the most logic person in the history of humankind, because most of the stuff, he just saw them as they are. No complication. That's how it is.
Yeah.
We just trying to, make it more beautiful or...
You know,
whatever.
You never.
No, I'm not, but...
You're never too old to learn something stupid, Roy.
Yeah, I can say that to me. That's what my wife tells me every day. Every day you come back with something new, but not clever one, stupid one. I don't know.
But we absorb everything around us. We're like a sponge. Whatever happens, we absorb.
Yeah, but this, she says, she claims, I don't think it's true, that I only absorb the bad things and the crazy things. I never absorb the good things. That's what she says.
It's called selective choice. Yes. Yeah. We choose to select.
I normally select well, but she says I don't. Real knowledge is to know the extent of one's ignorance. That's a good one. The strength of a nation derives from the integrity of the home. So not just the nation, it's our strength. It comes from home, basically.
Yeah, everyone and one of us.
Yeah. Wisdom, compassion, and courage are three universally recognized moral qualities of man. That's one thing I must tell you, Ethan, you mustn't do. Never give a sword to a man that cannot dance. That's what he said.
Never give a sword to a man who cannot dance.
Yeah, can't dance, yeah. Here you go.
The art of sword was dancing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, at the end you kill the guy, but yeah.
The history of using swords and everything, it started as an art piece during dancing.
Yeah.
Then it became a war thing, but then if you are an artist by dancing, you know how to use a sword.
Okay, something I learned.
You see, when anger rises, think of the consequences. It didn't happen to me when I was young. Now I think, but you just jump the guy. Khan Yomur, yeah.
What will be, will be.
Yeah, what will be. To practice five things under all circumstances constitutes perfect virtue. These five are gravity, generosity of the soul, sincerity, earnestness. What?
Earthiness. Is it?
And kindness. Kindness alike. You cannot open book without learning something. That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you learn who wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah. As you go along, you learn.
And then you jump to the final page and it's saying the end.
Can I add a South African angle?
Please do.
In South Africa, we used to drive on the left of the road. Now we drive what's left of the road.
You know, there's something that I want to say. The time is now 9:46, and we're getting to the end of the show. So I want to say something. The third commandment for the third age. Third age is your age, Ethan.
Just elaborate.
All right.
What's the third age?
Oh, you know, you're young.
Yes. Then you're middle age.
You're middle age. Then
you're passing on.
Then madala.
Then you're going back to be young.
Yeah, madala.
Well, you know, it's all in the mind. You know, youth is in your head.
So the Ten Commandments are like this. Remember, and what you don't remember, write it down. And don't forget where you wrote it down. That's number one. Then you got to, don't be excited when introducing yourself in front of new people. As you know, normally old people try to really
push themselves.
Yeah, push themselves too much. And that's for you.
For me.
Yeah, that's for you. No, for you now, what I'm going to say to you. Don't show pictures of your grandkids at all opportunities. You got the right to talk about one grandkid and only one disease at a time.
Well, that's fine. I only have one grandkid.
That's all right.
So far.
Yes.
You must not talk about when I was young stories, you know. Yeah. Yeah, because you're talking about another century. And for youngsters, they don't know the other century, you know. Don't be jealous of a friend tells you he does five times at night. You can say that too.
Yeah, you can say whatever.
Don't tell any more stories about your mother-in-law. Your wife is now mother-in-law. And don't forget, iPad and iPod are not food items. When your grandkids talking about tablets, they're not talking about peel for blood pressure.
You take, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Do not complain about pain. Remember, if you wake up in the morning and nothing hurts, you're probably dead. And yeah, you just enjoy the pain. I mean, enjoy the pain. And I think it's a good thing that you're alive and feeling.
Yeah, pain is sign of life.
Yeah, pain is sign of life. I just want to put a song down. Hopefully, you will excuse me of the song. This is a song from Coolio. I believe that we're going into the silly season, and this is really. I don't know how to say it, but I think that's
Gangster's really, Paradise.
Yeah, I think that's what's happening in South Africa. Hopefully I'm wrong, right?
Can't be wrong.
Don't you think that's like one of the nicest songs? Coolio, Gangster's Paradise.
Very profound lyrics, Roy.
Very, very profound lyrics, I must say. Apparently this song is a makeover. That's what I heard a few days ago. I don't know how, I don't know where, but apparently it's like a makeover. It's not like the
original.
Yeah, the original. I want to just get a couple of ads and we'll come back to this, guys. The time is now 9:53. Thank you for staying with us. We're going to come back to you in a second.
This is Wine Friends with Roy Paris.
And we're back. If you haven't already done so, remember to order your Rosh Hashanah tuck box at www.tuckbox.co.za/gifts. So that's tuck box is spelled tuckbox.co.za/gifts. Order close on Friday, 15th September, and apparently stock is running low. So hurry, hurry, hurry before you miss out. And we're back. So what do you say, Etan?
No, not a lot of time, so I will run quickly through. Sorry, okay, now we're on air. We'll run through a few things that I want to mention. 1978, Maccabi Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
They didn't beat, but they won a game against the champions of the NBA of this year, the Washington Bullets, in Tel Aviv, 98-97.
Oh, baby.
Oh, yeah. Now, 1998.
It was like a friendly game, obviously.
Probably, yeah. It was a friendly with the college newcomers. Yeah. But it's still an achievement. 1923, 7 September, the International Criminal Police Organization is founded, what we know today as Interpol. 1998, Google is founded. And there is a story, I will go quickly through it, but on 7th September 1813, yeah, in the newspaper called Troy, in a place called Troy in New York, came the story about Uncle Sam, what we all familiar with the nickname to the U.S., Uncle Sam. And the funny thing about it, it was a joke of the soldiers during the 1812 war, the Civil War. There was a butcher that used to supply meat. His name was Samuel Wilson.
All right.
So he used to stamp his barrel U.S., United States. Yeah. So the soldier used to make a joke about it that it's Uncle Sam.
All right. All right. Then, so that's where the name came, Uncle Sam.
That's where the name came. And then
what is the year? What was the year?
1813. 7 September 1813, it's appear in a newspaper. So it became like a formal story.
All right. All right.
And later on, a cartoonist by the name of Nest, is very famous, started to give it the shape of the Uncle Sam, and he improved until we have the one that we have today with the white beard and the jacket. And by the way, he is the one who actually gave the donkey cartoon to the Democrats and the elephant cartoon to the Republicans.
Is it?
Yeah.
Great.
One more quickly yes, 8th of September, what is tomorrow?
Yeah.
8th September 1966, the first episode of the science fiction series Star Trek is aired.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's a beautiful picture. So just follow us. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook on 101.9, Porn Stars on 101.9. I want you, I mean, before we talk, I just want to finish with this nice song. It says, it's Kol HaKavod from Yoram Gaon. I don't know if you, I'm sure everybody remembers that song. From a Casablanca play. The time is now 9:58, and thank you so much for being with us. And I wish you all a very good Shabbos. And what more can I say?
See you next week.
Have a lovely, lovely...
Don't forget to come to visit us.
Have a lovely weekend, guys.
Take care. Take care.